So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. Hello, everyone. MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is a show where cash is not king, cash flow is king. And in today's show, I want to talk about the concept of life equity. Life equity is a pretty powerful concept. We're so focused just on financial equity, but what about life equity, right? We usually start out with a dream or with a vision for our life. And then essentially we recognize that in order to get there, we're going to need some financial resources. So we focus very much on the financial equity, right? We focus on all of our financial statements, whether it be our income statement or our balance sheet. But essentially down the line, we start to realize that, man, yeah, all this focus just on financial equity is great. And we start to hit targets and goals and improve on them. But then we start to recognize that the reason why we started to do this was for freedom and to build life equity, to build memories, to have a healthy body, right? To take care of our health, to have incredible experiences and close, soulful, and meaning relationships with our family members and our friends. And we start to realize that there needs to be a balance. And that's a very, very important thing I would share these days is, yeah, I see so much that there's a lot of focus just on financial equity, but think about life equity. And when you include your scorecard, because everybody's got a scorecard of a great life, you know, health, you want to have age-defying wealth, right? That's a scorecard for me, is having age-defying wealth. I want to feel like a 20-year-old when I'm 50 years old. So I make it a priority to focus on my health. And also relationships. I want to have an incredible marriage, right? I want to have an incredible relationship with my children. I want to have a soulful and meaningful relationships with my family members. I want to have incredible experiences with my wife, with my children, with family members, with my friends. That's a very important scorecard. And then, of course, in order to do all those things, yeah, you're going to need some money to do that, of course. But then there's also a financial scorecard for my business, for my investments, and so forth. But I think like the big thing that I wanted to share in this episode is just don't let there be one scorecard, because I've seen it, you know, I've seen it in our network and folks that we know, and even some famous people that if I would share their names, everybody would know them, that they have all the money in the world. They have all the financial equity that they've beyond their wildest dreams could have, but they're still unhappy. They're still unhappy because they didn't have a balanced scorecard, right? They didn't have the right scorecard. They only had the financial equity. They didn't have the life equity part. So yeah, they've got more money than and financial equity that they would have ever dreamt of, but they've no one to share it with, no family, no soulful and meaning relationships with family members and friends, because that was never a scorecard for them. It was never a part which they would have allocated the same amount of resources to that they would have just to on the financial side. So I just wanted to share that. I think it's a very powerful concept, this life equity thing. And as we're navigating the crazy 2020s, which is already beyond crazy, beyond what anybody could have imagined, you know, think about it in those terms. Make sure that you're not just only focusing on financial equity, you're also focusing on life equity, and have the right scorecards. Create a game that's worth winning, because you don't want to create this game, which is fun, and then you win in the end and you're like, yeah, I that wasn't really the game I wanted to play and win. There was another game that I actually wanted to play and win. So be intentional, create the right game, the game that's worth winning, have the right scorecards, and not just focusing on financial equity, but also life equity. Appreciate you. If you found this useful, please share it with other people that you think that might find the content that we're creating helpful and useful and valuable. Appreciate you. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.